Coming up 6-7 yards there and there. They can afford to on a long first and 23 that they started out with. But they got to buckle down here on a big, big third down.
6 minutes remaining in the first quarter. No score. Trips right. One receiver to the left and one man in the backfield. Keem Bohalski company in the shotgun. It's getting back to pass. Number 7, Bohalski. Pass was intended for number 14, but falls incomplete. Number 14 was Michael Albosa. Pass was incomplete. Brings up 4th and 7 for the Saginaw Newfell Panthers. So a surprising 3 and out for the Newfell.
Yeah, like I said, they shot themselves in the foot there with a couple penalties in that, and this is a good moral victory for Harbor Beach right there, getting a 3 and out there. It's what they needed in that. They'll get the ball back here, and maybe they can move it.
And with a team like this, I think it's not they'll score, but when they will score. And there was the punt for Newfell, and that was high fly ball, but didn't go much farther from that. And dropped down at the 37-yard line of Harbor Beach, and that's where Harbor Beach will take over. They have 63 yards for a score, moving left to right across your radio. No score after a 3-and-out, but Newfell plagued by 2 penalties there, a hold and a false start for the Panthers on their first set of downs on the offense side of the ball. So 1st and 10 from the Harbor Beach 36-yard line, moving left to right across your radio. Thanks for listening, folks. 5:49 remains in the first quarter. No score. T formation once again for Kraft and the Pirates. And a handoff to number 45, Sloan Klasky, right up the middle. Maybe a gain of 1 in the play.
Yep, nothing too special right now. Still sticking to that diving ad, trying to maybe take them, just doing the right time off the clock and at 0-0 right now. Just kind of playing a conservative game, kind of seeing which team makes the first mistake right now.
And right now, so it's gain of 1 on for Sloan Klasky. Brings up 2nd and a long 9 in about 35 inches. And looks like the officials want an official timeout with 5:21 remaining. And the clock stops. The officials still pointing to the sidelines.
And
looks like there's some blood on number 24. That we don't have a number for. So, gotta love that. 2nd and 9 for the Pirates at their own 36-yard line. Kraft under center in the T formation. And this is a handoff to number 45. Sloan Klasky hits the line, trying to push forward. Nothing much going there. Looks like Novell's held up that hole pretty good.
Yeah, that's the defensive line getting in the backfield again. That's where it starts and ends in that football game right there. The two offensive and defensive line right there, and they got in the backfield, and they come up.
And so it brings up 3rd and 10 now for the Pirates. They're back on their 36-yard line once again with 4:50 remaining in the first quarter. Thanks for listening alongside me tonight. Tom Sorensen filling in for the grand Ron Lehrman. He couldn't make it tonight, but he's listening out there apparently. So, Ron, don't even look over here. Anyway, T formation for it's a handoff number 47, Aaron Ginther. He runs around the left side. He has room to run for about 4 yards before he's brought down at the 39-yard line. That's a gain of about 3, but it brings up 4th and 7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, another conservative play call here. We've seen about 7-8 plays from the Harbor Beach offense, and they're all runs all the time in that, taking time off the clock, but definitely not moving the ball too much. You gotta kind of wonder when they're going to implement that pass.
2 seniors in the backfield ready to take this punt for Newfell. That's Gabriel Austin and Joshua Bohalski. Ginther with the punt. There it is. He's standing at his own 30-yard line. Gets it into Newfell territory. Bounces at the 36-yard line. Straight in the air. Takes Newfell. Bounce out of bounds. And it's out at the 38-yard line where Newfell will take over. 1st and 10.
Yeah, not a bad punt there, especially with the win there. He kept it somewhat low in that. Still in Newfell territory right now. But, Harp Page isn't going to get any penalties to help him out here. So they're going to have to buckle down on defense right now.
And it's a southwest wind about 10 miles an hour out there. But according to the flag here, it's moving basically directly right to left across your radio with some swinging from the near side. So if that makes sense on your radio. 1st and 10 for the Saginaw Newfell Panthers at their own 36-yard line. Maybe we'll see what this offense is all about. One man in the backfield. We have two men in the backfield. Bohalski is under center, and 2 receivers to the right. And it's a handoff right down the middle to number 6. He has room to run. He's to the 40, to the 30, to the 20. He is gone. Touchdown, Newfell. That is number 8, Ryan Collins, a sophomore. And just like that is the big play we were talking about. They just went 64 yards for the score in 1 play.
Yeah, nothing fancy about it either, Clark. Just right in between the tackles and that, a straight dive. 64 yards. Nobody was going to catch him once he had a burst of speed behind him. So
Mitchell Jackman, a senior, number 8, goes in for the score, and it's now 6-0 Saginaw-Belle over the Fire.
A muddle huddle, I think.
Little muddle huddle out here. They have basically 4 men to the right, and now they're going back to their normal formation. They're ready to do the PAT here.
You see that a lot against Illinois tomorrow, actually.
Yeah, well, then we're not going to talk about that game. And here's the PAT, the number 23 doing the kicking duties, and it is through the uprights, number 23, that is Nick Hammes, and now 7-0 Saginaw-Belle over Harbor Beach, nothing. With 3:44 remain in the first quarter, you're tuned to WLEW.
Nothing says Christmas like standing under a sprig of mistletoe.
That's right. You, me, and... if that's your cell phone, it better be important.
Hello? And Merry Christmas to you, too. You know, Santa, I was thinking of the best gift I could get her for Christmas.
Guys, when that special moment for the two of you strikes, you gotta be ready.
So go ahead, honey. Open your gift.
It's a smartphone!
Yup, from Thumb Cellular.
Thumb Cellular makes this Christmas a special season with free smartphones valued up to $239, like the Samsung Gem smartphone, free with a one-year contract and $10 off your monthly data plan for a full year.
Hello?
Merry Christmas, honey.
And who might this be?
Give the gift they'll use all year from Thumb Cellular. Terms of service.
And we're back here in Saginaw-Belle, 7-0 Saginaw after a 63-yard, 1-yard drive for Saginaw-Belle. Number 47, Aaron Ginther picks us up at his own 2-yard line. He's out to the 15-yard line. Out of the 20-yard line, has some room to the run. He's finally brought down at the 27-yard line, where Harbor Beach will take over first and 10 in their own territory.
Yeah, about a 25, 30-yard gain right there from the start of the goal line there. See if Harbor Beach's offense can get something going here in that. I got to think that they're going to have to throw in the pass sometime here. I don't think they're going to get much luck here running around the ends here with that fast Nouvelle defense.
Okay, so it's first and 10. Sounds like we're having some voice changes in our connection to the studio, but we're going to try and rock and roll through this. 3:34 remains, 7-0 Saginaw leads over the Harbor Beach Pirates. Slot receiver to the left. It looks like number 2, Travis Esmaker. 2 men in the backfield with Kraft under center. It looks like a wing T. Kraft's going to keep this one for himself around the left side. He's out for about 7-8 yards, faked out the entire defense, finally pushed out of bounds at the 36-yard line, and it's going to bring up second and three.
Yep, that's what the Pirates needed right there, you know, good 5-6 yards to get the drive going there. They have a manageable second down, which would lead to a third down if they don't get it here. They're having some luck with Eli running around the end right there. He's got some speed in that. We'll see what happens.
Second and 3 for the Pirates. Same formation, wing T to the left and a slot receiver to the left. Kraft is under center, and look, there's a false start. And Harbor Beach was not on the same page there, and it's going to charge them 5 yards, push back. It's going to be second and 8 now, back to their 30-yard line.
Yeah, and that's what Harbor Beach can't do in that. I mean, I think Nouvelle can get away with it, but obviously Harbor Beach being an underdog here tonight, they can't shoot themselves in the foot like this.
No, they can't. They almost need to play a perfect game to keep in score with the Saginaw-Belle Panthers. They are the number 1 seed team in the playoff. Slot receiver, Aaron Ginther to the right. 2 men in the backfield, and they have a tight end to the right. And it's going to be a handoff to number 45, Sloan Glaske. It's hit right at the line. Nothing on there. He passed right up and pushed back runners, and he came through and got to the original line of scrimmage. No gain on the play. Brings up 3rd and 7.
Yeah, that play happened so quick. I almost missed it up here, Clark. Those defensive linemen are just getting into the backfield. There's no easy way to put it. That's just the way it's going on right now. The offensive line for Harvey needs to make some adjustments, and that needs to fire off that line faster, and that or else this is going to happen all game.
So it brings up 3rd and 7 for the Pirates. Same formation. Begins around as the slot receiver to the right side. Kraft back to pass for the first time tonight. Lines up, lets a rip out to the 40-yard line, and it's a toss and tangle. Ginther has it, but so does they.
They
give it to Harbor Beach right at the 35-yard line. So conversion on the third down. Harbor Beach hangs on. Number 47, Aaron Ginther, hung on with all of his life. him and the Nouvelle defensive